In some cases, possibly yes. I did hear myself on the radio this morning that it actually been said that some of the vouchers now are worthless. However, there may well be some things that people can do, particularly if they've paid for goods or items on a credit card or a debit card.
So, but the stores, Aidan, are not taking them, are they? If you walk into Market Street in Manchester or one of the other stores in Greater Manchester in the Trafford Centre perhaps and proffer your voucher, they'll say no.
That's correct, yes.
So what's the deal with the credit and the debit card? And is there a difference in how you paid for them?
There could be. In essence, you get extra protection when you buy with a credit card. It's Section 75 of the Consumer Credit Act 1974. There's a provision that if you've bought something which is worth more than £100, then you may have an extra protection. It's called equal liability.
Right.
And you can contact your bank or your credit card company to see whether you can actually obtain a chargeback of the amount you have paid out.
But what was the limit then again? Sorry, Aidan. The limit was £100.
It says £100, but it's slightly complicated. I wouldn't, if you haven't paid £100 with your credit card, I wouldn't stop myself from doing that, because of course you could pay a portion with your credit card and then the balance by cash or by some other means. There are occasions when they will allow you to claim when it's less than £100, but in general it's £100.
Okay.
This can also apply to the debit card
right.
as well. So it would be something that if it was me, I would certainly be making contact with my bank, my building society, or with my credit card company. And alternatively, we do have a Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline that can be contacted, where people can obtain further advice about it.
And what about rewards cards? Because, you know, HMV, like a lot of high street stores and supermarkets, have got a rewards card scheme. If you've got hundreds or thousands of points on that, is there anything you can do with that to cash them in?
I don't think there is. I'm not an expert in rewards cards. I think our consumer helpline would have the definitive answer on that, only from previous experience with other shops that have gone out of business. I'm aware that rewards points normally go missing once the company goes out of business.